Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news this hour. A Tuscola County man remains behind bars following an hours-long police standoff that began by a reported shooting incident near Cass City over the weekend. Authorities say 41-year-old Larry Pardue is facing 12 felony charges, including attempted murder and multiple weapons-related offenses, following events that unfolded Saturday afternoon. According to the Michigan State Police, troopers were dispatched around 3 p.m. after a man was seen flagging down motorists near the intersection of Cass City and Schwegler Roads. Investigators say the individual told officers he had fled a nearby residence after Pardue allegedly fired a shotgun at him. Troopers responded to a home in the 7000 block of Cass City Road, where they attempted to make contact with Pardue. Police say he refused to come outside and barricaded himself inside the residence, prompting a large-scale law enforcement response. Specialized units, including the Michigan State Police Emergency Support Team, Bomb Squad, and Aviation Unit, were all called to assist. Negotiators worked for several hours before Pardue was ultimately taken into custody without incident. No injuries were reported during either the alleged shooting or the subsequent standoff. Court records show Pardue was arraigned on Monday in Tuscola County District Court and is being held at Tuscola County Jail on a $500,000 bond and is scheduled to appear for a probable cause conference on June the 10th. Police say that Pardue is the subject of unrelated outstanding arrest warrants, although details regarding those warrants have not yet been released. The investigation remains active. And a former Sandusky Community School District's maintenance director, who is charged with three felonies, will be back in court this week. Dwayne Lee Palig, age 60, is scheduled for a probable cause hearing at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, June 9th. Palig is charged with one count of embezzlement of $20,000 or more by an agent or trustee, one count of malicious destruction of a building between $1,000 and $20,000, and one count of forgery. If found guilty, he could face up to 5 years in prison for the malicious destruction of property, up to 14 years in prison for the forgery count, and up to 10 years in prison for the embezzlement charge. Palig's bond was set at $100,000, cash or surety. He resigned from his position with the school district back in October of 2025. That same month, the Sandusky police executed two search warrants, along with the Michigan State Police, at Palig's residence. During those searches, law enforcement officers allegedly discovered property belonging to the school district. And federal authorities have charged a Hawaii man with allegedly threatening to assassinate Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and carry out a mass shooting inside the Michigan State Capitol. According to court documents, 48-year-old Ronald Seville of Honolulu is accused of sending emails in early May to both Michigan State Police and Governor Whitmer, claiming he planned to travel to Lansing armed with an AR-15 rifle and attack the Capitol. Investigators say the messages included explicit threats to kill large numbers of people and personally target the governor. Federal prosecutors allege that just days after the emails were sent, Seville contacted the FBI and told agents he wanted to kill Whitmer because of her political affiliation. Authorities say he admitted researching travel plans and gathering information online related to carrying out the attack. The investigation culminated Monday when Seville was arrested in Abilene. He made an initial appearance in federal court and remains in custody pending transfer to Hawaii, where the criminal case was filed. Prosecutors also point to Seville's criminal history, noting two previous federal convictions involving threats against public officials. One case involved threats against former President George W. Bush in 2006, and a second conviction stemmed from threats made against former federal judge Susan Okemalwe in 2012. The charge currently filed in Interstate Threatening Communications, a federal offense that carries maximum penalties of up to 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000 and supervised release if convicted. The case comes amid continuing concerns over threats directed at elected officials nationwide. Governor Whitmer has previously been the target of violent plots, including a widely publicized 2020 kidnapping conspiracy that was disrupted by federal and state law enforcement before it could be carried out. And we'll return right after this.
At Sure Health, we are celebrating. The National Rural Health Association just released its top 20 hospitals in all of America, and Sure Health is one of them. That's right. Your very own Sure Health is in the top 1.5% of all critical access hospitals across America in patient satisfaction. This is a huge deal, and we want to say thank you. It's because of you that we're able to provide the best possible care so close to home. Thank you for trusting us with your health and wellness, whether you take advantage of our services in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, Sebring, Bad Axe, or through Harbor Beach Community Hospital in Harbor Beach or Port Hope. What matters is that you want to achieve better health for a better life, and Sure Health is here with you every step of the way. So thank you for your belief in us to be one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in all of the United States of America. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And we're back with more news. A slow, meticulous vote count in California's recent primary elections has drawn sharp criticism and allegations of modern irregularities from political figures. Election experts, however, are strongly defending the state's slow pace, pointing out that the state's multi-layered anti-fraud verification systems are working exactly as designed. The rigorous process involves signature matching for millions of mail-in ballots and a strict chain of custody that inherently takes time. State election officials emphasize that accuracy must always trump speed, especially in highly contested local races that are currently separated by only a few hundred votes. And Pope Leo has officially commenced a historic week-long papal visit to Spain, launching his tour with a powerful and direct appeal to the country's disenfranchised youth. The pontiff's visit arrives at a time of deep domestic polarization, where even traditional conservative factions have openly begun criticizing the modern direction of the church. The Pope's itinerary includes major open-air masses and high anticipated meetings with secular community organizations. Vatican observers note that this trip is a critical test of Leo's ability to bridge growing cultural divides and re-engage younger generations in a traditionally Catholic stronghold that is rapidly secularizing. And that's been a look at your news this hour. We'll be back right after this for a look at our weather.
Man, remember Chevys from back in the day?
Yeah, back when cars had personality and you could work on them without a laptop and a prayer.
Exactly. I always wanted a 1990 Corvette back then. Bad.
Oh yeah. 350 small block, wide body, real torque, 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds.
You say that like it's on your birth certificate.
Some people memorize birthdays. I memorize engines.
I just wanted to take the top off, cruise the coast, and feel important for once.
You can.
I can?
Just enter the drawing.
What drawing?
Hey guys, hate to interrupt the nostalgia, but it's time for the WLAW-WHS-TVR giveaway.
Shop local for your chance to win a 1990 red Corvette convertible.
Gray leather interior, 5.7 liter V8, automatic transmission, independent suspension, custom alloy wheels, a digital dash, and a Delco Bose sound system that still hits.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to register.
Is this how peer pressure works? I'm gonna need a bigger garage.
Register to win the 1990 Chevrolet Corvette at Cutting Edge Heating and Cooling in Kansas City now through their meet and greet on June 13th.